What is up, guys? I hope everybody is having a great day. Today, I wanted to talk about the benefits of executives and CEOs utilizing their personal brand. And so I think what we've seen over, I would say, about the last 5 years is that you're starting to see a lot more executives and CEOs utilize a personal brand. And I think it's for a couple of reasons. I think the first one is you see a lot of influencers out there who have built businesses around their personal brand. And then you see CEOs who never had a personal brand, but were able to build a business. And so I think if you're one of these CEOs who had a business without building a personal brand, and then you implement a personal brand, your growth will just exponentially increase. Because I think at the end of the day, people buy from people, they don't buy from organizations. And so that's why I think a personal brand is so important. I remember one time I was talking to somebody who was thinking about doing content, who was thinking about kind of growing their personal brand. And that's really what my company focuses on. We focus on CEOs and executives who need marketing for both their personal brand and their companies. And I was talking to this guy, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, this guy is on Instagram, this guy is on Instagram. And, you know, he was saying the standard social media influencers that we all know. And he was like, yeah, this guy looks like this. This guy looks ridiculous. I don't like the way he does that. And I finally just interjected and I asked him, I said, do you not like it because it actually looks bad? Or do you not like it because they know about that influencer and they don't know about you? And when I told him that, he kind of paused for a second and he said, you know what? That might be a little bit a part of the equation. And so I think that when it comes to executives, I think they tend to bash social media, not necessarily because of the fact that they don't think it works. I think that they just have tried it and they haven't gotten the reaction like some of the social media influencers have. And so there's a couple things that if I were an executive or CEO of a big company, I would do to begin to promote my personal brand. The first one by far would be to start a podcast. I think in 2024, there are not enough podcasts for the amount of social media posts, blog content, and videos that are out in the marketplace. And so the great thing about a podcast is that you can establish authority in your industry pretty simple, right? What you would do is you would go to people in your industry, and instead of asking them to meet with you just about anything and everything, just ask them to be on the podcast. Because what I've learned in my journey of the last 5 years is that if you want to connect with another CEO or another executive, oftentimes there has to be a value add to them. And so the perfect value add is an interview that gets filmed, that content goes out about them speaking. They don't have to worry about a script. It's expertise, and they can just talk as long as they want, right? Like, that's the ideal situation for a lot of people in the business world. And so starting a podcast would allow you to do that, and it would allow you to establish credibility in your industry as well, because you could be the hub of information for a niche industry. So for example, if I was a medical clinic owner, not necessarily like a hospital, but like a preventative clinic, I would just interview as many people in that industry as possible. And then when people begin to get onto my podcast, I would create content that they could put out on their podcast as well. And the benefit to that is the fact that over time, more people would want to be on my podcast because of the people you've gotten on the podcast in the past. So if you're looking to promote your personal brand, I think that that's one way that you could do it. Another way to do it is through short form video. I know that with the executives and CEOs that we work with, I think a lot of times scripting out an entire video and having them read a teleprompter sometimes is a little bit gimmicky. But what you can do is if you get 25 questions, right, and you ask them each of the 25 questions and you just record their answers, all of a sudden they're able to display their expertise. And I think that that's a great way for you to separate yourself from others in your industry, right? Because I've heard Seth Godin say it once where he says that if you want to stand out in your industry, you have to figure out what makes you different, right? Like, for example, when it comes to the contracting industry, I hear the same thing over and over and over again. And here's what I hear. I hear my prices are not the lowest prices, but we do great work. Every other guy in our industry doesn't do good work. And we pride ourselves on customer service. And so if you were in that industry, for example, if those are the marketing points that you're using every single time, eventually you're just going to get flooded out in a saturated market. But if you were to figure out what makes you different, what type of culture do you have? How does your team do things differently than other companies? And you're to record that and you're able to put that out, all of a sudden people are going to get to know, like, and trust you through the content that you put out. And the fact of the matter is, too, with big companies, a lot of these people that you're competing with in your industry, a lot of them don't put out any content. So all of a sudden, if you start to grab hold of a certain industry, you could really stand out and become a staple. So, like, if I'm doing real estate, if I'm doing social media marketing, if I'm doing crypto, Forex, stuff like that, it might be a little bit harder to stand out on short form video. But if I'm doing preventative health, if I'm doing legal, if I'm doing finance, if I'm doing technology, even if I'm doing real estate investing, right? I think that real estate investing and selling real estate is different, but, like, there are industries where there aren't a lot of people doing it. And so if you're able to get out there and make content and promote your personal brand, you'll stand out off rip. So that's another thing that I would do is short form content. I would do a podcast. One thing that I'm starting to roll out with some of my clients is writing a book. And writing a book, I learned from one of my mentors, is really beneficial for a couple of reasons. One, it establishes your credibility. Now, whether you are credible to write a book or not, it establishes your credibility in the market. On top of that, if you wanted to start a conversation with a prospect or something and you didn't necessarily have time to meet them, you could send them a copy of their book. If they read your book, all of a sudden they're on second base with you. I think when it comes to marketing, personal branding, anything, getting somebody to second base as fast as possible is the key, right? Everybody has to go to first base, and that's really just who you are and what you do. But the instant that you can get to second base and you can get to the point where they want to learn more about you, that'll separate you. And so I think writing a book is a good way to do that. I know that there's ways that, like, you can hire somebody to help you publish a book, but there's also ways that you can record a recording and have it transcribed and have it formatted into a book as well. So that's something that I would also do. And then one thing that I would do, I would really double down on, is I would interview the people in my company, right? So if I have a staff of 50 people, I would sit down as a CEO or executive and just have conversations with those people, right? Because, again, those people will promote the content that they're in. But, again, it allows you to separate yourself because it shows from a cultural perspective that you're different in many ways. And so that's really how I would do it. I think that there's a lot of ways to do it. But I think when it comes to personal branding in the executive world, I think that it's underutilized. I think that if you do it right, you'll stand out from the market and you'll become a staple in your industry. And so I hope this video brings you some value. I hope that you go and you take these tactics. Always remember, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I love talking about this stuff and I love helping people get value. That way they can make their message known. Have a great day and God bless.